Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Gary Gorski is now the new Brown City Chief of Police. Gorski will be being paid $33 an hour and will have benefits. He replaces Brown City's former police chief, Shane McKibben, who left the department due to unspecified health issues. Gorski used to be the Village of Gagetown's part-time police chief and started working there in June of 2022. He was paid $23 per hour with no benefits. He also worked part-time for the KPAC Police Department. Overall, Gorski has about 25 years of experience in law enforcement. Also, the department is looking for another police officer after Mark Perez, who resigned to look for employment elsewhere after working for the department for about 4 years. And in other news for today, for several months, the Almont Township Board of Trustees and the Almont Village Council have been trying to reach an agreement regarding police coverage. The key issue is the amount of money that the village wants to provide law enforcement coverage to the village. This is the second time the two municipalities have been at odds over finances. Eventually, back in 2025, the township did approve a one-year contract that expires this June with the village for coverage at a cost of $650,000. The issue is the village now wants to charge $950,000 to renew the contract for this year. However, the contract was negotiated down to $800,000, which also included the services of a resource officer at the local school. Township officials are also talking to the Lapeer Sheriff's Department regarding the cost of using them for law enforcement for the same coverage that the village provides. The next meeting regarding that contract issue will be at 7 p.m. on Monday, May the 11th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Greg Alexander, dues-paying member of Abate Region 7 and one of your state representatives. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States, it's worth remembering that freedom always comes with responsibility. And that includes the responsibility we share on Michigan roads. Every year, riders across our state are injured or killed simply because someone didn't take the extra second to look twice. As motorcycle season returns, I'm asking all drivers, put the distractions down, check your mirrors, look left, look right, and look left again. That simple habit saves lives. To my fellow riders, gear up, ride smart, and make yourself seen. We all want to get home safely. Abate has spent decades fighting for education, awareness, and the rights of Michigan motorcyclists. Safety isn't just our mission. It's a responsibility of every driver and every rider on the road. As we mark 250 years of American independence, let's honor that legacy by protecting one another. Look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. In Huron County District Court, before visiting Judge Prill, Michael Robert Champagne received his sentence today following a plea agreement. Champagne pled guilty to operating while intoxicated first offense and will be responsible for refusing a preliminary breathalyzer test. A speeding charge was dismissed. The charges stem from a March 14th incident in Chandler Township, where Champagne admitted to consuming 7 to 9 beers and 2 shots before driving. He drove approximately 2 miles without stopping for law enforcement and refused a roadside preliminary breath test. A subsequent blood test revealed a blood alcohol content of 0.251 grams. The court imposed a 6-month probation period, which includes participation in an AIAP program and random drug and alcohol testing. Fines and court costs totaled $935. Champagne will serve 1 day in county jail with credit for time served and faces license sanctions from the Secretary of State. Champagne, who has no prior criminal history, expressed remorse during the hearing. And another news for today. The scope of one Village of Almont Street project has changed while it's still in the planning stages. An update was provided regarding the East and West St. Clair Street Reconstruction Project. The village has been working with Jarek Rose from Fleeson Vanderbrink regarding the street project. Rose reported the project is experiencing delays that affect engineering and a grant application, and because of the delays, it was decided to make some changes while the project was still fluid. It was decided that on the East Side Street, that replacing the sanitary section would be done. And on the west side, it was decided to replace the curb and the gutter, as well as to mill and resurface the street itself. Also, the pavement will be reshaped at the west end. Approval was also given to purchase a 2025 Ford Explorer police vehicle for $50,745 from vendor Gorno Ford Incorporated using a loan from the Tri-County Bank. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, May the 7th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.